Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us. On this edition of The Mark White Show, we're talking to Josie Trawick. He's a former owner of Shoals Game Room in Muscle Shoals, and I have posted about Josie and his need for support. Josie's worked his entire life to provide for his family, and today he's facing chronic myelogenous leukemia, vision loss, Meniere's disease, and multiple mental health challenges that have left him unable to work. He reached out not for attention, but for prayer and support during what he describes as the hardest season of his life. Josie, I appreciate you joining me here on The Mark White Show today to share your message. I know it's going to be an inspiration and encouragement to other people in addition to supporting you during this time.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on here. Thank you so much.
Glad to do it. And Josie, before we talk about what you're facing now, I want you to tell people who you are. I know I posted your story. I tried to share as much as I could, but tell people about yourself. Explain your background to other people.
Okay. Yeah. Josie Trawick. I'm 46 years old. I was born here at Helen Keller Hospital in Colbert County. I currently live, you know, Muscle Shoals. I have a background in professional IT. I've worked for the State College, Northwest Shoals here, got a background in radio, and basically lived here in this, in Colbert County, my entire life. So that's pretty much my background. I have two daughters. I've got a 21-year-old and got an 8-year-old.
For a lot of us, what we do in our work, our career, it really is part of our identity. And for you, you're not able to do what you enjoy doing. How has that challenged you these days?
Oh, it's been challenging because my dad raised me to pretty much be a jack of all trades, and I've actually built my own home before engineered stuff for the radio station, and it's in my brain. It's there, and I want to do it, but these physical limitations have just put a damper on a lot of things, especially the insomnia and the hypersomnia. Not having a consistent sleep schedule, not knowing when you're going to be awake or asleep, you know, has really hampered that too.
And a lot of people listening are going to know you from the Shoals Game Room. What did that represent in your life?
Oh, Shoals Game Room. Shoals Game Room was awesome. We operated for about 2 years, and I opened the game room the year my dad passed away. My dad had Sheffield Billiards here in the Muscle Shoals area, and he had that since I was 7 years old. So me and billiards go way back. And the year he passed, I was off work, and I opened the game room as something that I could do. I had spent years building up my credit, and opening the game room was something that I could do. This isn't best practice, but if I was having issues, I didn't have to do this or didn't have to do that, or could even not go into work that day, if that makes sense. But, you know, Shoals Game Room did great, you know, for a couple of years. It's just the rent and everything was just, it was way too much rent. And I think it was $48,000 a year at the our last location. But it sustained itself. It was great. Reasoning behind the game room was having something to do and attempting to do something and provide for my family, you know, during all this and waiting on Social Security since 2021. And my attorney did advise me that, you know, starting the business would actually, you know, be a beneficial to me. It would look good. But, you know, when I was younger, I remember having some birthday parties and my whole family was there, you know, except for my dad. And I would, everybody wanted to go ahead and get the party started. And, you know, my dad wasn't there. So I wouldn't let him touch anything, no food, no cake, no presents, no anything. And a lot of times he didn't come for the birthday, but it was awesome having the game room. And we hosted many, many field trips. We hosted birthdays. We hosted really just anything to celebrate. You know, we would host those, and, you know, families would get together again, and their cell phones were in their pockets, you know, unless they were taking pictures of each other. We had video games, and we had pool tables, and air hockey, and karaoke, and a stage, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it was awesome to see families having a good time. And 2 years, no fights. So that was an accomplishment. Anywhere that has pool tables, if you have it for multiple years and there's no fights, you're doing good. So that's a precedent. It can be done. A place can be kept clean.
Josie, how important has being a provider, and you've alluded to it some here, been to your identity as a husband and a father?
Oh, I've always worked. Worked since I was young. I've done just about everything from pallets to Walmart to Big Lots to McDonald's to over 46 years. You can go through several different things. But yes, I, you know, providing for your family is something that you want to do. And as a child, I was raised in an abusive home, and in school I made straight F's. And as a teenager, I was taken away from that situation. I met a girl, and that's usually how stories start. Like, met a girl, and I got a lot of encouragement from her family. And even though I was a high school dropped out in seventh grade, straight F student, they talked me into getting my GED. They actually paid for it for me at the time. So I ended up getting my GED, went back to college, became a certified computer technician, Worked for the college, worked for radio station. As I said, I did some engineering, you know, things like that.
When you were diagnosed with chronic myelogenous leukemia, what was that moment like for you, Josie?
Actually, not what I would have expected it to be. I'm a Christian, and immediately when we got the telephone call December 17th, it was 4 months after my daughter was born. I told my wife, you know, after the cancer center told me we had to give this news this close to Christmas, he said, but it looks like leukemia, which is blood cancer. But I looked at my wife and I told her, I said, Jesus is going to take care of us. And he has. He always has. It's been hard sometimes, but he's never left us.
And Josie, you're dealing with vision loss from ocular histoplasmosis. What has that taken from you?
You have what's called central vision in your eyes. Like if you draw an X on the wall and you look at the X, that's your central vision that you're looking at. And then, of course, around that, you have peripheral vision. The histoplasmosis was a fungus that I breathed in, and the spores lodged in the vessels underneath my retinas, right around the central vision area. And what happens is these spores, fungal spores, become active and they cause the vessels to mutate and burst through your retina, leaving the same effects as macular degeneration. So if you were to get on Google and Google what a person with macular degeneration sees, that's what I see. So, but it's right at the central vision. My left eye is, I have no central vision in my left eye, and I have about four spots that have encroached right up to my central vision in my right eye. So over the past 10 years, I've had 43 Avastin injections in my actual eyeballs themselves. It's a 1/500th dose of chemotherapy to stop the mutations. And my doctor, the last time I spoke with my eye doctor, he did a scan and said that I was one bleed away from being totally, you know, totally blind in both central visions. And so I keep a really close eye on that.
And with Meniere's disease, it brings vertigo and balance issues for you. How does that impact daily life, Josie?
Oh, well, I've run into things. I run into to door facings. You know, with vertigo and everything like that, you can experience the nausea. You can, which is really cool because the cancer center prescribes me Marinol, which is kind of controversial. It is a medical marijuana. It's a Delta-9 THC pill made in a lab. If you look at the molecular structure, there's one tiny part off. What it is it's an antiemetic, which is anti-nausea, anti-vomiting, because the chemo pill causes a lot of upper and lower GI problems. So taking the Marinol actually helps with the nausea and vomiting from taking the chemo pill, but it also doubles for the Meniere's disease. Like if I'm having nausea or anything for that from the Meniere's, from a vertigo spell or something like that, the Marinol will treat that as well.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Josie Trawick, and we are supporting him in his battle against leukemia. He's sharing a lot about himself. He reached out after I had shared a post about him. I wanted to try to help him. I saw his need, and I simply said, it sounds like somebody I need to try to help. And I posted about him a few months ago, and now we're trying to help him again. We're trying to provide support and help him and his family during this time. And Josie, if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation. We'll have a call to action. We'll share some more about your story, okay?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Josie Trawick with me right now from Muscle Shoals as he's battling leukemia, vision loss, mental health challenges, and financial hardship. Welcome back to the show, Josie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And let's get into the emotional and even the spiritual battle that people like yourself have to face. And I know you're not alone in this. There are other people, but when you're in it, sometimes it can feel like you are the only one, unless somebody voices and says, hey, Josie, I've been there. I know what you're going through, or I'm struggling with this too. And then you start to feel like there's a community out there. So you've been open about PTSD. You've been open about depression, anxiety, and even insomnia, as you mentioned in the earlier segment. How has this season affected your mental health, Josie?
I will say this. A lot of things with our mental health is a choice. And I have learned that a lot of battles that we need to go through and to fight, just being born into this flesh, you know, need to be fought in solitude, I guess you could say, not without God's help, but just with Him there. And because there's battles, you know, when others are around. The Bible says familiarity breeds contempt. So there's always you know, we can always see things wrong in other people, but seeing things in ourselves, I think when you're in a situation like I am and you are alone and you have nowhere to look but at you, in your mind and reflect on you and yourself. And you can come up against some battles then. You really can. And thank God I've learned some things through them and gotten a lot of peace in spite of everything.
What keeps you going on the hardest days that you face, Josie?
Oh, what keeps me going? Well, the way I look at it is there's two things that can happen. I'm either going to live or I'm going to die, which is actually an upgrade. I know a lot of people maybe aren't to the level in their faith where they think dying and going to be with Jesus is an upgrade. And I'm not saying that I want to, you know, commit suicide or harm myself. That would never want to do that. That's never been an issue with me. But to actually go and to be with Jesus and to know him and his word, what he has done for us, the promises that he has given us. And I mean, can you imagine no more pain, no more sorrow? The God that created this universe, wiping the tears from your eyes. I mean, that's... So no matter what, I'm going to live here, or I'm really going to live there, to answer your question.
And as we look at the help you've received so far, you've received help from Clearview Cancer Center, NACOG, Community Action, DHR, Long Lewis Foundation, WBTG Radio, and even others. What does it mean to you to see the community step up in this way for you, Josie?
In the Colbert County area, I see it as a community that they go into action, they actually care. So hopefully that will, and I saw another GoFundMe post the other day where a lady, and it was involving her father, and she had raised $17,000 for the cause in just a few days. And, you know, from this community here, and it's awesome to see them rally together and to stand together to make a change.
And what would you say your most urgent needs are right now?
I really wish that the Social Security Administration would, they denied me. Like I said, I've been going through this for about 4 years, but they've denied and I've appealed. I don't know how many times I've had a hearing with the law judge, and we just requested another hearing. If I was to go to work, I would be a liability to someone, you know, aside from the fact that I've already been taken off work. The thing is, I don't have family, you know, around here. My daughters, the biggest need is, I feel like, you know, as I said, I went to school, went to college, and went through all that and paid in to the system. And I'm at the point where, you know, it's time for them to come through. I did what I was supposed to, so it's time for them to come through, because I don't have insurance. Marketplace, healthcare.gov, it was $467 a month that they wanted to charge me for insurance with zero income. And I've had multiple people message me and say, yeah, I had to put $12,000 a year or $16,000 a year, and my insurance premium was $35 a month, but I don't want to do that. That's dishonest. So, you know, I'm not going to steal it.
What would you say to someone listening right now who feels pride about asking for help? And even as they're facing their own battle quietly, what would you tell them?
From faith, God's word says, let your requests be made known. And if there's something in your life that you need, not only that you need, but that you know that he has provided for you, God works through people. Once, if you read the word, you'll see he always worked through people. And he works through people today. So if we don't let our requests be made known to the body of Christ, which is, you know, here with us, then we're not letting our requests be. We can, you know, pray and say, God, you know, drop whatever I need right here. But it's the people that he works through. And you just know that he is still working, and he is. I'm proof of that. And as far as keeping on going, you live right now. Yesterday's the past. You are living, we are living right here in this moment, in another moment. This is life right now. It's not next week. You know, it's not, you know, we experienced it in the past, but you have to live right now and make the most of it.
Josie Trawick has spent his life working, building, and providing. And right now, he's in a time in his life where he needs others to help carry that load. And I encourage you to visit GoFundMe.com. I mean, you can search Support Josie Trawick's Journey to Stability. This is what community is supposed to look like. And when one person can't stand alone, we stand with them. And Josie, I appreciate you today being honest about your situation. I appreciate your courage. I'm the same age as you are, and I have my own battles, my own struggles. I do try to help people in your situation to try to encourage me and encourage others, because if we all lock arms together, I think we become stronger. And we're believing in strength, provision, and peace during this time for you, Josie. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Now, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. And if you don't care, can I end this in prayer?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. Your word tells us that we have received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. So when we received you, it wasn't about us. It wasn't about how good we had been or what we deserve or anything like that, any of the things we've done right, because we were all born into sin. But you died for us, and you made provisions for us. And anybody who is hearing this, whether you're a Christian or not, there are things that you need operating in your life that come from the manual, from God's word. And he's promised you things that belong to you. And yes, I have been through a lot of sickness. I've been through a lot of things, but Lord, I love you, and it's not you. And never, never, never curse you. You're good. You're the good Father. And I thank you for that. Thank you that Jesus showed us an exact duplicate of you. Your word tells us that Jesus was the express image of God. So we look at Jesus and we see the Father. And Jesus said he only did what he saw the Father do. He only said what he heard the Father say. And when I look at the life of Jesus, I see the storm. I didn't see him create it. I saw him calm it. He didn't kill anyone. He raised the dead, opened blind eyes. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for that, that if people will get in there and know you, know your goodness, that they will experience an awesome life no matter what they're going through. And Lord, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.